I'm going to get a big old bucket of popcorn.
This isn't my war.
I fear it soon will be.
This is John Connor. If you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.
We're going to be dropped into France dressed as civilians. We're going to be doing one thing only. Killing Nazis.
That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
It's got sort of a knowledgey taste.
Yeah, does it have a sort of forbidden taste? Because that's what it is.
Hey, look, a dog.
Hi there.
Ooh.
My name is Doug.
Bruh.
My master made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel.
That's Illuminati. They've come for their revenge.
Live long and prosper.
All right, well, let's see. I heard that new animated film about the folks who end up floating through the sky. And
up?
Yeah, up. There you go. And Tom Hanks, and you know, I can't ID all of them, but that was sort of like the master mashup of summer movies. And with us, we've got Ty Burr, a film critic for the Boston Globe. We've had Wolverine last week, Star Trek yesterday. One of them is Angels and Demons. I'm going to run through some of the other ones, but let's start out with this big movie, which is the follow-up to The Da Vinci Code. You saw it. What did you think?
I actually saw it yesterday. I think fans of the book, I have not read the book. I've read Da Vinci Code. I think fans of the book may be let down. There's some changes there. To me, it's a marginally better movie than the first one. I thought the first one was not very well made and dull. This one is not very well made and entertainingly bad.
But they made changes? What, did they make God a woman or something like that?
You just gave it away.
Ooh,
no,
sorry.
No. There's, I can't quote chapter and verse, as it were, but I did speak to some people who'd read the book, and they weren't particularly happy with the film. I mean, you've got Tom Hanks doing his thing with a shorter haircut this time, and Ayelet Zurer, the Israeli actress who's with him this time. And this is the kind of movie where, you know, the big romantic conversation is when she says, "Would you like some help with that Latin?" it's a drinking game movie. It's every time they go to a different church in Rome, you should take a shot. It's not a great movie, but I had kind of a good bad time with it.
How's the CGI? I'm sure there's some effects in there.
There's a ton of effects. You know, and at one point they have this shot of St. Peter's Square that's full of a million people, and I'm thinking, you know, how many? There's probably like five people there just repeated CGI throughout the rest of the square. But it's not a heavy CGI movie. That's, you know, for that you have to go to Wolverine or Star Trek.
Well, you know, Wolverine, which I saw, the CGI was, you know, the movie, you know.
Yeah,
what about Star Trek that's coming out?
Star Trek's a different beast entirely. Star Trek is actually hugely enjoyable. It's an exuberant movie, and I'm not a hardcore Trekkie or Trekker. And actually, I think it's the kind of movie that might play best to the uninitiated and to the people who aren't, you know, the 40-year followers. Although I have to admit that the middle-aged guys in the Enterprise shirts at the screening I was at, they loved it too.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind?
What can I tell you? It's just a good time at the movies. Really nothing more than that. It's just been well written, and it's extremely well played by a very clever cast. J.J. Abrams, who's the director, did a really good job. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I'm interested in Terminator because I love the franchise, and I also am fascinated because it seems like the last one could have killed it off because it was such a dreadful movie. What's your anticipation for the next Terminator?
Well, my anticipation is pretty high. Like you, I think it's, you know, they're trying to resuscitate a franchise from the dead, which is, you know, that's, in fact, the summer is full of that. Star Trek successfully reboots the Star Trek franchise. You know, going into Terminator Salvation, you've got a director who's kind of a whiz kid who calls himself McG. You know, he's done plenty of other summer movies. We'll see how he does with this. We've got Christian Bale.
Yeah, that's great. That's huge.
Yeah, exactly. People have a lot of respect for Christian Bale, and also a sort of fascination, that's especially after the, you know, the great YouTube leak of earlier this year where
the
saw F-bomb him having his
being
meltdown.
Dropped
exactly.
Repeatedly.
So they're kind of, you know, we want to see, you know, what the front end of that looks like. Although, you know, it's an old franchise, you know, that originally started with a governor who's, you know, kind of old himself at this point. I'll be curious to see whether people want to come back to it. I think there's interest in this particular movie. I don't know if there's interest in the franchise.
Just quickly, what about Up, I believe it's called, the
new Pixar movie.
Exactly.
This, you know, I have to say the initial trailers for this left me kind of cold. You know, an old guy putting balloons on his house and going up in the air. But the second wave of trailers make it look like he's going someplace interesting. And a couple of people I've talked to who've had an early look at it say it's as good as WALL-E, and that it's, you know, Pixar just hitting the next level and, you know, staying in the game. So I'm very excited to see it. But beyond the trailers, I really know nothing. They're very good at keeping secretive about these movies.
Is it an Andrew Stanton movie like WALL-E was?
No, it's Pete Docter as the director. He's one of the you know, the Pixar inner circle.
Yeah.
He's directed one other one, I believe. I can't remember which one.
All right, Ty. Well, we know that you are at the Boston Globe. We wanted to get a chance to talk to you about that. We don't actually have time for that right at this moment, but I hope at some point we or one of your colleagues can discuss the high-stakes game you guys have been in this weekend. I'm glad you still have a job.
As am I. Thanks.
And thanks again, Ty Burr, Boston Globe film critic.